Hey, good morning. 6:38, Brock Hunter.
It's a good thing you guys can't see what we're talking about off air.
I know we've always talked about doing like a video, like live streaming the morning show.
Yeah, get a little behind the scenes action, but then I look at Brock and I'm like, nah.
There's no way.
Nah.
What we talk about off air is horrible.
Because we couldn't talk about anything. We just sit there and stare at each other.
Yeah, we just be like, so.
This camera thing sucks.
It's weather outside, am I right?
You know?
Crazy.
We're talking about things you can't even talk about on a podcast. God. It's Friday, right?
However, our phones are listening and the government will be here shortly.
I just facepalming over there at NSA.
Like, God, what's your guys saying? How did we get this?
Hey, Johnny, tune into this. Listen to what these guys are saying.
This is insane. Anyway, 6:39, let's get to it, your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Def Leppard will follow up their hair band summer stadium tour with Motley Crue and Poison by doing a fall run with the Beards. That's right. They're hitting the road with ZZ Top.
Nice.
Staying busy in 2020. Good Lord. Yeah. The 2020 Vision Tour kicks off September 21st at Time Union Center in New York and then runs through October in Spokane. Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott says, quote, having been an admirer of the band for a lifetime, it's going to be a real pleasure to finally do some shows together. Maybe some of us will get to go for a spin with Billy Gibson in one of those fancy cars. He does have a lot of nice old cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true, actually.
Gibbons adds, quote, we're excited about hitting the road with Def Leppard this fall. We've been fans of theirs since forever. We've been at this for 50 years now. And the forthcoming run with them underscores that good times are really just beginning. Tickets go on sale Friday or today. No, yeah. I'm sorry, next Friday. Next Friday, the 21st. Yep.
You know, Brock, Def Leppard holds a very special place in my heart. I mean, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
First concert I actually went to.
First concert ever was Def Leppard.
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't even see Def Leppard. No, I just saw the mom bombs that were out right next to me.
The tan, freckly mom bombs?
Yes. 100%.
Those are my
curly
thing.
Blonde hair. If she walked by me today, hey, Def Leppard, 2006, mom bombs.
Oh, yeah, you were right. I love the freckles on top,
dude.
As the silicon is pressed up, and then it makes these two beautiful tan mounds with little speckles.
Well, you can tell they're fake.
Oh,
but you know what? They're not fake if you can touch them.
Damn right, Hunter. That's actually going to be on my tombstone. There you go. So tickets go on sale. We had a nice story, and then we ruined it.
Ruined it.
Just ruined it with mom bombs.
You know, I went to that concert having no idea. Yeah. I literally the concert starts, and I look to my left. I'm like. This is the greatest thing of my life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Concert hasn't even started, and she's got her boobies out.
And she's already wasted on, like, 9 margaritas.
Yeah, seriously, though. Up on some dude's shoulder, I'm, like, trying
Was she holding one of those long drinking cylinders?
Yes, she was. She was. I can't believe it. You called that out?
We all know that woman. And we all love her. It's that yard of booze.
The yard. That's what it was. Oh, my God.
After a while, she can't even find the straw.
Try to get it with her tongue.
Oh, she'll be getting something with her tongue. We ruined it. We ruined it. Let's do rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in 2006, I went to a Def Leppard concert. The greatest time of my life.
Some tan movies. There's actually a couple decent ones. I like this one. I will do this one. 1978, because this is one of my favorite bands of all time. 1978, on this day, Dire Straits began recording their first album.
Uh-huh.
If you're not a fan of Dire Straits, I don't like you. They are fantastic. Sultans of Swing is one of the all-time greatest songs. Mark Knopfler, he's got one of the hardest names to say, but his solos are so clean and so crisp. Like, they play, It's blues, and it's kind of blues rock infused, maybe a little bit of new wave in there, maybe. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't put a lot of distortion on his guitar. So you can't mess up with not a lot of distortion. Like, everything is heard. And God, he plays clean. It's just so good. Anyway, so there you go. That's what happened in rock history. Rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Come be part of it. Bro.